I'm Susan, daughter of God.
I am Alan, son of God.
I am Lynn, daughter of God.
I am James, son of God.
I am Donita, daughter of God.
I am Victor, son of God.
We call you Father. That you be one with us in this journey. Help us to see and know ourselves as you see and know us. Awaken us, Father. That we might see in our brothers and sisters the beauty of the uniqueness that is they as you have made them. We acknowledge your embrace, Father, and there is an essence that passes all throughout our being, individually and as a group. And in a spirit of oneness, we share this, Father, with the peaceful joy of knowing you are guiding. We feel the embrace of the Comforter, that which is your very spirit. And in this peaceful joy, we move . We perceive the pathway that leads to the homeland. There is an expression within our group of its presence. And as we move, the perception of the pathway becomes clearer, a shimmering pathway of the combined intentions of those of your children who seek. We see the brilliance of the intention just a bit in the distance. There is a glowing. It seems to pulse with the joy and intention of our brethren. And with wonderful smooth ease, we come up to the homeland and pause. As we do, we see so many of our brethren coming to greet us. Let us move to become one with them. And feel the difference, the wonderful exhilaration of these beautiful brothers and sisters. Those who guide you, others you have known in the past, coming forth to embrace you with their love. We let our consciousness open, that we can feel the intent of everything here. Presented to us as an expression we can comprehend, and yet we can reach beyond into the very nature of each expression that is here. very swiftly, we know these to be of you, Father. And we look at each other with wonder and joy as we know this and take the knowing within. Let us individually move to know whatever calls to us. Whether it be a beautiful flowering bush, the greenery of the garden-like grounds, the resplendent trickling waterfall, or the presence of many others who you have known beyond time. We feel Father's healing grace passing all throughout our expression, our consciousness. As a tingling, joyful movement of energy, something stimulating in a most remarkable way. Let Father's grace fill you to the point that it giggles you. Guides are reaching out to take you and guide you to a special place where you can share with them. Feel them embracing you and guiding you, whether to a beautiful bench of stone, a pretty rock ledge, a patch of greenery, or to move along the pathways that gently wind through the homeland. Open yourself to know them as they know you. Realize the beauty of their uniqueness. Perhaps as a tone or vibration, or an essence that passes through you. open yourself to know a sort of signature that is they. As you do, feel a gentle breeze shifting you to remember past journeys, past experiences, and other things that you have shared with them. Ask them, how may I know of your presence when I am in expression in the earth? In what way might I know you are communicating with me? Just relax and let yourself know the answer. Let us come together again in front of the beautiful spring, the pool of water into which the trickling, beautiful, crystalline water coming down over the rocks comes to rest. Let us now reach into the pool of water and scoop some up and pour it over ourselves, sprinkling down over us. And feel the spontaneous reaction of the water passing through you, all throughout your being. Repeat this again as you wish until you have a knowing of the beauty of this water. Scoop some up and sprinkle it over yourself. We will remember having done this, and the memory of this will be a connection between our friends, our expression in the finiteness of earth, and our true expression with which we now experience here in the homeland. Take another handful of the water and bring it up and drink of it. Take it into your being, however is best for you. Feel the wondrous balance, the flow of the energies, bringing peace and wellness to all that you are. That your unique beauty is expressed here in its true form. Take another handful of water and go over to one of the flowers or flowering bushes and give to it of the water. And with joy, note the reaction. Let's gather together again now and move to the edge of the homeland, giving thanks to all for their gifts and their presence. And as we join together once again as a group in oneness, we feel Father's pure embrace, wrapped in his cloak, and we lift up easily and begin to move, feeling and knowing the pathway beneath us. Brilliant in its luminosity now. And with ease and wonder, we move to where Earth consciousness begins upon this pathway. And with ease, we move through the veils of definition. And we feel the blessings and the loving prayers that follow us from the homeland. And immediately we know these to be gifts that we can use for others. And the more we use them, the greater will we be given. We move through the consciousness surrounding the realm called Earth with peaceful ease, for all that is without knows we come, embraced by Father. And we begin to feel the presence of our expression, our friend, in the earth. And with a gentle embrace to one another, we move into the energy that our friend has around them, which is indeed our divine nature. This time we bring with us the wonders of this experience and the many gifts. And for a few moments, we feel that all is one. There is no separateness. All is one. And we hold this experience of oneness with great wonder and joy within our friend. Having them be blessed by it. Filling them. And finally, coming into peaceful rest. We give thanks to you, Father, and to all our brethren, and to the gifts of your word. We shall treasure all of these. Thank you, Father. So be it.
So be it. Mm-hmm.